past seven all over the world on Absolute Radio.
David Tennant Breakfast Show with Christian O'Connell pushing the buttons.
Just going to press this one here. It's my job for the next day or two. Yep. Our DT's on the show.
Oh, yeah.
So, in an hour's time, David Tennant will be earning his extortionate fee and acting for your pleasure in a very special live radio Doctor Who play, written from your ideas that we've had on Twitter, the world's first ever Twitter-sode. It's live out in the zoo. Got a great special guest star as well. But before that, we're going to have You Can't Cheat, and right now you can give us a call to play. Tennant's joining the action. I'm a movie. What movie am I? So do you know how this works?
I do, of course. I'm a regular listener.
You ever try to guess the movies from the clues?
Yes.
They're hard, aren't they?
They're very hard. Yeah. To be honest, I'm going to be useless at this. But, I'm going to do my best.
So here's how this works. You give us a call, and in one line, you've got to describe a movie title as cryptically as you like. We take each other on trying to guess it. 10 seconds, we don't get the answer, you've won. Richie, you've got the scores up at the moment. There seems to be a problem. Why isn't Andrew Bailey on minus 12?
My error. Let me just fix that
now. No. Now, come on. It's time to move on from that.
Well, I'm afraid. Let me just remind everyone why our newsman, Andrew Bailey's on minus 12. How would you feel if a newsreader from a radio station came to do an interview with you, but the interview was never going to be played out,
right?
Just so they could meet you and try and get some free tickets to something you were doing? Because that's what happened with James Earl Jones.
I'd feel violated.
That's what happened with James Earl Jones and Andrew Bailey.
Right.
Secret interview that we found out about was told them it's for the breakfast show. We didn't even know about it until someone told Richie here that
I spotted it on the internet.
You do not do that to James Earl Jones.
No.
You don't do that to the Vader.
So the only way to hurt Bailey, minus points on iMovie.
Sure.
Right, are you ready to play, boys?
Yes. Yep.
Eddie, you ready?
I'm ready, primed.
Good lad. Richie, you ready?
Always.
On it today?
Yes, I am.
David Tennant, you ready?
I think you faded, Richie. Yeah, you were sharp.
You're starting to look a bit sleepy now.
Now you're starting to just sit back in the chair.
Talia.
Yeah?
Pardon?
Talia, yeah, Talia, that's me.
That's you.
Hey!
Talia.
Good morning.
Okay.
Right, off you go. You ready to play?
Yes, I'm ready to play.
Good girl, off you go.
Okay. Okay. Red Windmill.
Red Windmill.
Yes, Red Windmill.
And this is a clue to a movie's title, yeah?
It's a clue to a movie's title.
Thank you. Red Windmill. This is a hard one straight away.
Crimson Tide, no. Red Windmill.
Scarlet Pimpernel, no.
Talia, our 10 seconds is up, and I'm curious to know what the movie is. What's the movie?
It's Moulin Rouge, because Rouge means red, and Moulin is the windmill in the movie.
Very good.
Wow, look at you.
Very good.
You've beaten all of us. Well done.
Oh, David, can you just say, hi, Talia.
Hello, Talia.
Oh, my God! Okay, bye.
Bye-bye now.
Bye.
he's bringing them in.
Lisa.
Right.
Hello?
Lisa?
Hello.
Good morning, hello. Lisa. You're on I'm a Movie, I'm a Movie. What movie am I? Off you go. Good luck.
Right. I'm a Movie. What movie am I? Mm-hmm. Saturday, the 14th of November, 2009.
Saturday, 14th of November.
Week after...
The day after tomorrow, my friends.
Hey.
Richie.
That is a good clue as well. Right,
very
keep these
good.
Coming. 0330-123-1215. 0330-123-1215. Richie, the only one scoring so far this morning. 13 minutes past 7.